Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Two staff houses are renovated in Mukushi's Kasala Makanga area under Cash for Work program. Kapirimponshi SDHH appeals for CDF support to grade concrete their road. And in African news, South African government warns of fake job offers. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Two staff houses in the Kasala Makanga area of Mukushi district have been successfully renovated under the Cash for Work program. Zona Representative Agoma Madivu has commended the community for their participation in the project, but he stressed the urgent need for government support to rehabilitate other staff houses that remain in a dilapidated state. Mr. Madivu says many of the structures are unfit for habitation and require immediate attention. He has a further called for the electrification of key public facilities in the area, including Kasala Makanga Primary School and the other health center.
Challenge by Kasala Makanga School. The number one in my and our teachers. natukwata ama anda ya wanaita enki so tuwari sita kwa rinoveti yari ya vili pari noshita anda cash for work bati ambi yari mudi kule kwa mana so elefa ka serious attention uteko wa mwona po ngakasara makanga ku natupata sana challenge ya msango chazi ya mbiye kalamu mkushi town bambi vali ipelesha uku ikalamuli yale ya ina mayanda tu alishita ku apply ni na eneri ya shiri ya malaiti na yona na itushita affect sana paka sara makanga.
The Kapenboshi South Adventist Church in Muteteshi Ward has made an earnest appeal to the local authority to consider grading the Kantwinte Road using the Constituency Development Fund CDF. According to Pastor Innocent Muzizi, the minister in charge, the road's condition has become a significant challenge, making it difficult for the congregation to hold camp meetings. The church is seeking support from the local authority to address these challenges. Specifically, they are requesting that the Kantwinte Road be graded to improve accessibility. Additionally, they are appealing for the construction of a proper infrastructure for the children's chapel, providing a safe and conducive environment for their spiritual growth. And Kapenboshi Town Council Chairperson Brilliant Munyeke responded positively to the church's appeal. He has assured the congregation that the challenges will be addressed promptly.
I don't get it for granted. So long the plumba su, Papa Kobishana, my Isanya, Natumswa.
The rehabilitation of township roads in Luansha District on the Copper Belt Province has reached an advanced stage. Government is funding the upgrading of 11 kilometers of township roads, and so far 4.5 kilometers have been paved to bituminous standard. Luansha Municipal Council Public Relations Officer Gideon Tole says the roads worked on include Industrial Road and the Ron Patamatu Road up to Luansha Stream, where an additional single line culvert has also been installed. He discloses that works are also progressing on the sub base up to Ron roundabout, while the stone base has been completed up to the SGC filling station. Mr. Tole has confirmed the progress to Common Radio News that so far 4.5 kilometers has been done and the contractor is on course to deliver the entire 11 kilometers under this ambitious government-funded project. He says the rehabilitation works are being undertaken by Royal Kent Engineering Services, a local contractor. A concerned youth has appealed to government to prioritize the empowerment of young people through sustainable business support programs. Grace Chisela has expressed worry over the rising levels of youth unemployment in communities, saying many young people remain idle on the streets without any form of employment. She has urged government to consider providing accessible loans to unemployed youths who lack a startup capital coupled with comprehensive business training. Ms. Chisela has said such initiatives would not only help young entrepreneurs establish their ventures, but also give them the skills to manage businesses successfully and repay loans.
If we see in this country, foreigners have taken over the businesses. Ama foreigners like Aba Burundi, Aba Rwanda, they are united and they are capable of helping each other. But here in Zambia, ama youth variety all over because of not having what to do. If you try to empower them, at least you give them loans, and then you even teach them how to use them. You give them at least ama training.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away